Okay, excellent. To begin our story this morning and just to explore our story together, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a couple of images on the screen, and I want you to be thinking to yourself, how much do you think this is worth? All right, so this is where we're beginning. How much do you think this is worth? So you need to just talk to the person next to you, and you can talk to the person next to you, and I'll count you down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When I say stop, then everybody goes quiet immediately. Okay, first picture. It is the iPhone XS. Have a chat to the person next to you. How much do you think it retails for in the shops? How much do you think it's worth? Five, four, three, two, one, stop. With the exception of Chris in the front here, that was fantastic. Well done. Okay. So how much do you think? Does anybody want to have a guess how much? Yeah? About £500? £369.50. Anybody else want to have a guess? £1. I wish. £1. No, no. Okay, it actually goes for, it retails for £939. Wow, right? Okay, here's the next picture. Have a look at this. A different kind of Apple. Have a chat to the person next to you. How much do you think you can buy this for in the shop? Just one. How much do you think? Okay. Okay. 3, 2, 1, and stop. How much do we think it costs? 50 pence? How much, Alice? 2 pence, okay. £1.50, and let's have one more. £1, okay. This comes from Tesco's. If you buy these apples in a pack of six, it works out to an equivalent of 20p. Ah, okay. Don't put the next slide up yet, Josh. The next picture is a picture of the best car in the whole world. It is the Citroen Berlingo. How much do you think this retails for in the shop? How much? That's the right answer. Okay. And 3, 2, 1, and stop. Let's have a guess. How much do you think it reads? Before you get trade discount and all that sort of stuff, how much do you think it's going for? £2,000, yes. How much do you think? £299, okay. It's free if you... I'm a neighbor, so yeah. Yes? £19,535, okay. What about the next picture? How much do you think this is worth? Okay, put your hand, Sarah? Priceless. Stick your hand up for me. Give me a high five. Brilliant. Okay, fantastic. It's priceless. One of the things we're going to do this morning is just explore another one of the stories that Jesus told, one of his parables, stories with a meaning, basically. And Jesus loved to tell stories about how much people were worth and what the kingdom of God is like. And the story that we look at today is all about the incredible value of people to God, okay? But the thing is, certain people didn't really like the way Jesus taught. Some people didn't really like some of the things that Jesus was saying. And in a sense, the people were really kind of divided about Jesus. So can I have one volunteer, please, to come and find out what is in my top drawer over here? Gina, can you have a look and see what's in the top drawer for me? Take it out and hold, stand up. Yeah, do you want to get it out? Stand up next to me and hold it up in the air. Josh, you can put the picture up. Okay, hold it up so everybody can see. Right, stick up your hands if you like licorice all sorts. Okay, stick up your hands if you don't like licorice all sorts. Okay, right. I'm talking to the kids here in the front. All of you that don't like licorice all sorts, can you scoot over to this side for me? It's a sweet. And all those that do like licorice all sorts, can you squidge to this side for me? Squidge over to this side for me. Okay, excellent. Right. In the Bible, as Jesus was teaching, people were divided. Gina, you can sit next to me again. Thank you. There were those that liked the things that he said, and there were those that didn't really like the things that he said. There were those that liked it because they hung out with him, and there were those that didn't like it, that he hung out with certain types of people. And the people who didn't like the all sorts that Jesus hung out with were the Pharisees, this group over here. Can you give me like a bit of a sour face? Okay, yeah. They didn't like Jesus because he used to hang out with tax collectors and sinners, and they complained, how can he be the guest and friend of sinners and tax collectors? That's just nothing like we expected God, the sort of thing we expected God to do. But the reality is Jesus did hang out with tax collectors and so-called sinners, all right? The all sorts, if you like. And in Luke chapter 15, there's a group of stories that Jesus tells about all sorts. The first one is about a lost sheep who is an all sort who found out that he is actually very important to God. The third story is about a son who is an all sort who kind of didn't really respect his dad, was very dishonorable to his dad, and kind of went walkabout. And the third story, the story that I want to explore for us today, is the story about a lost coin that was an all sort that didn't actually know it was missing in the first place, and didn't know that it was lost at all in the first place. So can I have a volunteer to come up and read my Bible passage for me? Shiro, do you want to grab my Bible over there for me, and then you can read that for me?
The parable of the lost coin. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Well done. Thank you. All right. So can I get a volunteer to come and open up my second drawer for me? Heather. Excellent. I got it right. Brilliant. Come on up here. Open up my other drawer for me there. Tell me what's inside there. Take out what's inside. Okay, we've got bags of coins. Okay, so give one packet to here, give one packet to Joseph over there, give one packet to them over there. Excellent. And you have one packet in the front over here. Okay. What I want you to do is, there should be four packets, yeah? Joseph, over there. Yeah, that's it. And over here. Okay. In the story, the woman had 10 coins in her bag. Can you open up your bag and just count up how many coins you've got inside there for me? Can you just check very quickly? How many coins have you got inside there? You can tip it out. This will take just a moment. It worked quicker in my mind. Nine. Okay, excellent. There's nine coins. And the woman in the story, she was looking for her 10 coins and suddenly discovered that she had nine. It's that moment when something's missing. How do you think she felt when she discovered that there was one missing? Sad. Shocked. Anybody else want to give me a word of how she might have felt? Stressed. She might have been crying, yeah, because she was missing the coin. And you know, Jesus told that story to try and capture the audience's attention, to get across to them, this is how God feels when one of his children is lost. This is how God's heart feels when somebody doesn't know him. There's a sense of heartbrokenness. There's a sense of grieving. There's a sense of loss. There's a sense of tears, of wanting people to know him. So what did the woman do in the story next? She lost her coin, then what did she do? Who remembers? She went and searched for it, okay? She got out a lamp and she looked with a lamp. Then she cleaned her house to try and find the lost coin, okay? And what I've done is I have put some coins around the building. So you, not around the building, sorry, I'm going to give you very obvious directions, okay? Can you go and look for the one? It's on that pillar over there. Don't go just yet. Will you go look for the other one? It's on that pillar over there. Don't go yet. Gina, can you look for one? It's on the front of the baptistry here. Jonathan, can you look for the other one? It's also on the front of the baptistry here, on the front section. While they're looking for those coins, there's going to be a timer of 1 minute up there, and I want you to turn to the person next to you and tell them a story of something that you lost and all the things you did searching for it, trying to find it. Does that make sense? On your marks, get set, go look for it. On that pillar, look on the front of the baptistry here. Jonathan, go look on the baptistry. Do the last one for me, okay? Have you got it? Excellent. You found it? It's okay. Don't worry. It's fine. Did you find yours? Okay. Gina, in the front, just over here. Excellent. Come and sit down. 3, 2, 1, and stop. How's it, George? How do you think the lady felt, the woman felt, when she found her lost coin? Sorry? Joyful, yeah. Relieved. Rejoicing. Anybody else want to shout out a word of how the lady might have felt? No, I think she would have felt happy at this point, yeah? Very excited, okay? Super duper excited. Yeah, Jonathan? She would have felt really, really happy. And you know, the Bible tells us two things. The first one is this: God searches for each and every single one of us. In actual fact, the whole story about Jesus, the gospel, the good news, is that God, in his son Jesus, has come looking for us so that the lost can be found, so that the lost can be brought into God's family. And also on top of that, that when one sinner repents, there is great rejoicing. There's a huge amount of celebration that goes on when one person is found and when one sinner repents. Do you know, in the Bible, it tells us, we know that Jesus is the one who came to look for the lost and search for the lost. But it didn't end with him. It continues with the church today. And so in Matthew 28, Jesus says to the disciples, I want you to go into all the world, tell people about me, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we continue with this message of going out, looking for people who are lost, who don't even know that they're lost yet, and telling them the good news about Jesus. And the two best ways we can do that is, one, be ready at all times to share your story. Tell people about what God has done for you, trusting that as you do this, God the Holy Spirit is going to be drawing people to Jesus. And the second thing that we can do, and perhaps the most important, is to pray. To pray for people that they will come to faith in Jesus, that they will come to know Jesus. Now, when you came in, you should have hopefully received a little coin like this. And what I want you to do now, as Chris and the team come up to lead us in a song, I want you to write the name of somebody on this coin who doesn't yet know Jesus. Maybe it's somebody who used to walk with Jesus, but for whatever reason, they've wandered away from Jesus. I want you to write their name on this coin. And as we sing this song together, just hold the coin in your hand and pray for them. Then after we've sung the one song, we're going to come and collect all the coins. I'll explain that in a moment, how we're going to do that. And then we're going to pray together for these different people. So as we sing together, as Chris leads us in the song, write the name of somebody on here that you desire to pray for. And boys and girls, you can go back and sit with your parents now, okay?